Hi guys, welcome to today's meditation. This whole week we're going to be focusing on the concept of impermanence. And this first artist that we're going to look at is Andy Goldsworthy. He's the artist who made the green leaf sculpture, I guess you could call it, more like an installation. That's on the meditation flyer. But the piece that we're going to be looking at today is called River Rock, Finished with Gold Leaf. And there's an image of it on the website, on the blog. So if you haven't already, just take a moment and look at the image and just kind of soak it in, get it into your mind's eye. You can just press the pause button if you haven't looked at it and take some time. So all of his work, almost all of it, is in nature, and it's all very impermanent. So he has to take photographs of his pieces because they're pretty much going to go away, sometimes within seconds, other times within days or weeks. But he specifically works with materials that decay and builds sculptures and builds structures that are not going to last. And it's quite a beautiful concept, actually, to devote your time and energy to creating something so beautiful and knowing full well that it is going to be gone very quickly. So that's why he is the first artist of the week on our meditations on impermanence. So now go ahead and find a comfortable seat on your bolster, cushions, or in a chair, however you're going to sit for the meditation. Turn off your phone, move any distractions out of your space, and just take a few really long, full, deep exhales. So begin by allowing your legs to soften, settle into your body, one breath at a time. And start to cultivate that feeling of heaviness through your legs, through your belly. Basically, grounding your body down, while at the same time lifting out of your spine, lifting up with your spine, lifting up with your breath. And just come to a place within your own body where you feel that balance between heaviness and lightness, earth below, sky above. You can even visualize the heaviness of that big rock covered with gold leaves in the middle of a stream. Can you imagine walking through this forest where everything is green or brown, basically, and coming across a stream and seeing this bright golden rock covered with golden leaves? And that's what we can call aesthetic arrest. Something that's so breathtaking that stops you in your tracks. And right there within that moment is a glimpse of complete attention, complete presence of mind. Bring that very level of presence into this moment with your breath. Feeling that steadiness of the rock within your own sit bones, within your own legs. And becoming very aware that those leaves that are coating that rock will eventually be washed away. The water in the river will rise, or rain will come, or just a strong gust of wind, something so simple. And the whole thing changes. The leaves get blown into the water, and the water carries them downstream. And this is much like when you're sitting in your own meditation and you have thoughts that pop up or just chatter within your mind's eye. So just as the leaves will wash away and go downstream, allow your thoughts and that constant stream of data that's coming out to just keep on going downstream. Once all the leaves are washed off, the rock still remains. And then as we continue to sit, see if you can bring that aesthetic arrest back in. So you may wander off, that's pretty normal. One little thought may trigger a whole cascade, a whole waterfall. And with that waterfall, or with that cascade, just let it keep on rolling. Breath by breath, bring yourself back. And bring yourself back with that level of intensity and that level of presence that you get at that very first moment when you come out of the woods and see this golden colored rock in the middle of a stream. Can you bring that level of presence into what you experience in your own body here? Thank you for listening to the meditation today. Have a lovely day or evening, whatever is ahead for you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.